All right, y'all. Welcome back to the woman segment. I'm super excited, y'all. We have our first guest. So y'all remember last time I told you that we are starting a brand new series and it's called What Happened to You? Yes. And we're going to have different guests on that are going to come on and we're just going to be able to see what happened to you and how that kind of shaped the person that you are, the way that you show up in the world, the way that you relate to other people. And so that's what we're kind of like just trying to figure out with this question.
I'm excited because I think, isn't this our first male guest on the
world? Yes. Like, this
is, I'm excited because it's always like, you know, we're women, obviously, so the women's segment, but to have a male on the women's segment, it gives, you know, the girls or the guys listening, you know, a different side of what we're talking about, especially what happened to you, because men aren't always open and transparent about their experiences and what happened to them.
Or even in like a safe enough environment where they feel like they can.
So thank you for trusting us.
Yes.
I appreciate y'all for having me.
I got to go ahead and give an introduction. I was going to let you introduce yourself, but that's crazy. So this is my friend, y'all. And I mean, when I say like, you know, we don't, it's crazy because we don't tell each other this often, but I love you.
I love you too, honor the person
that you are. This is somebody that I can have the most intellectual, but also the most vulnerable conversations with. And he is somebody that I respect as a person, his vision, his dreams, just everything that he has to show up and offer into the world. It's honorable. And so I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce who you are, though.
My name is Brandon. I started my own clothing line. It's called In You. And it relates a lot to this conversation that we're about to have. And honestly, I'm ready to talk about what happened. You know what I mean?
Okay. Like, yeah. Go straight into it. I'm excited.
I give y'all everything.
Okay. So you said that you have a clothing brand called In You. Mm-hmm. What was the inspiration behind the clothing brand?
So it was more so just, in the black community, I come from a broken home. So, you know what I mean? It's just like a lot of like lack of confidence and stuff like that. So it's like a lot of the times, like, I've been in dark places by myself, so it's just, like, self-reflection, just awareness, and that's kind of how I got the motivation and the inspiration for In You, because just, like, everybody is taken. You just have to be yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be nobody else, and I think people want you to be them to validate who they are in the world, but it doesn't work like that. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be yourself, because I inspire when I'm myself. You know what I mean? Like, people, they like you when you. You know what I mean? Like, we all unique in a different way. So trying to be anything other than you, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. You're going to miss your blessings trying to be somebody else because they meant for that person. You know what I mean? So that was more so the inspiration behind it. Like, just taking myself out of dark places, being there by myself, you know.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of, you said it's a clothing line, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it, like streetwear? I'm sure.
Yeah, it's more so streetwear, but I kind of want to turn it, I have a business partner, so I'm not going to say I do everything, but we want to turn it into a nonprofit eventually to help to inspire kids and stuff like that, because that's where your confidence is shot at as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go to your, like y'all talked about earlier, you go to your parents, you go to adults, and you tell them what you want to do in life, and it's like, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what you mean I can't do it? Because you can't do it. Like, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yeah.
So it's just like, as a kid, it's like, you don't know what you want to do in life. You just, you know what you told.
Yeah, that's that part. Mm-hmm.
So it's not a question of, what do you like to do? It's, this is what you can do, and this is what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to do neither of that. That's not me. Like, I can't exercise my creativity in those guidelines. Like, I'm an ocean. You know that. Like, you know what I mean? I like to be the ocean. Like,
his favorite saying, and he's always telling me, Krista, just be the ocean. You're trying to put yourself in a pool. You can't be in a pool. Be the ocean.
Be the ocean.
Yeah, because you just got to flow. Like, that's where the creativity at. Like,
yeah.
You said that you come from a broken home. Mm-hmm. I want to kind of just start there.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean when you say that you come from a broken home, and how has that shaped you?
Okay. That's a good question. So when I say broken home, it was like, I never seen an example of love. Like my parents loved me for sure, but loving each other as a unit, it was never shown. Like, so since a kid, like, my dad did his thing, like, and my mom did hers. Like, it was never, like, it was arguments, of course. Like, you know what I mean? It never got physical, thank God. But just to see, that was my example as of a relationship in a unit. So now it's just like, I struggle with wanting to be married and stuff, because that was my example. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. now I feel as though it kind of tarnishes my certain relationships that I have with people, mm-hmm. with women, because it's like I'm scared. You know what I mean? Like I'm nervous. It's the settling down. Like I don't mind. I can be with you, but it's the fact that you might leave one day, or you might wake up and not love me no more. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Something might change in this. So it's like we always talk about, it's like you kind of brace for that impact. And when you bracing for impact, it's like,
you're in such a tense state.
Yeah. And then it's like, I'm overthinking, not thinking my partner can feel me overthinking. And I'm being distant, pushing you away because I'm always in my head because what's next? Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like the toll of the broken home is more so you don't see how it affects you until you're older.
Yeah, 100%.
Certain things start triggering you. Like, because it's just like, man, you go to school. When I was a kid, you go to school, everybody happy. I can't be happy. I just watch my parents arguing. When I go home, I'm going to watch. It's going to be the same thing every day, every day, every day. So, like, you know, I don't really see no, I got numb.
Yeah.
I became very numb, and I caught the attitude of, I don't care. And I try to tell every man now, even young men, especially young men, like, don't adapt that I don't care mentality, because that's when you become cold and numb.
You literally are changing the brain, your brain pattern to really adopt that mindset.
Yeah. It's crazy because I didn't see people cry, and this, I don't feel nothing, you know what I mean? Because it's just like, it was times where I was crying, wasn't nobody checking on me, so it was just like,
I don't care.
I'm good. That's you so really real. Care, your feelings is hurt, you know what I mean? But I don't care. As men, we told we can't show no emotion. So imagine going your whole life being told you can't show no emotion.
Yeah.
So then when you get into an adult stage and you become in a relationship and your girl is begging you to show some emotion.
You can't.
You don't know how to.
You don't know how to. And so you have to retrain.
You know what make it worse? Because you'll start hurting these people and then they'll be like, that's, they'll blame these things. But it's like without them seeing, this might be a childhood trauma. It's not who he is.
Mm-hmm. That part.
This might be something deeper than me. Because it's always about people. You know what I mean? But it's like, it's never really, it's deeper than that. It's always deeper.
But you know what's crazy? I've been someone who said to a guy, if you wanted to, you would.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had to realize, like, with all my training and with all, you know, the things that I've experienced, I had to understand that men experience this same thing as boys, and this is how they were trained to be. Boys who were abandoned at young ages create the same attachment style that women create. They just master detachment more.
Yep.
And we get anxiously attached.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The difference is y'all get detached. And so it's not that you don't care, it's that you can't care. You don't know how to care. And so I really had to put into perspective, if he wanted to, he would know. He wants to, probably, but he can't. He don't know how to. So at that point, what do I do to aid him in this way? Or what can I do? And I feel like that's the question that a lot of girls, women have when they're in relationships. Like, okay, well, first I think you have to understand that everyone has their traumas and their things that they experience that cause them to be this way.
And so instead of literally we're answering, oh, what's wrong with you? No, what happened to you? That's the whole point of this.
But honestly, the biggest question I ask people all the time is like, who were you before the world got a hold of you?
Yeah, who were you? That innocence that the was kind of robbed
us.
You. Yeah.
It corrupted us.
And it goes back to what you said, where you said you don't know how you're affected until you're a lot older. The issue is those younger stages from infancy up until about 12 years. That is laying the foundation for your personality, your attachment style, the way that you perceive yourself in life. That is where all of those things are set. But the issue is a lot of times the memories become suppressed.
Yes.
And when the memories are suppressed, the emotional responses are not.
Yeah.
And so when you get in environments, like you said, where you were like, I have the issue where I'm like, I don't know when you're going to leave. I don't know when this is going to end or feelings are going to change.
Yeah.
You have an emotional response because you're triggered by something in your past, but you're not necessarily thinking in that moment, oh, this is from my childhood. But that same emotion that little boy felt is the same emotion that's being presented in that moment. And you have that same trigger and that same response and you show up in that same scared way.
Your heart don't change.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That makes a lot. I think that that's why going and doing inner childhood work,
yeah,
is super, super important. But I also want to ask you, because you said that your parents fought a lot. And I know in our own personal conversations, you used to say that you didn't see affection. You didn't even see like them kissing. Like there was no love actually being shown.
Yeah.
So who left who that caused that certain abandonment trigger in you that you've seen?
Mm-hmm. So it didn't even matter who left who. It was the fact that my two people that gave birth to me, my heroes, couldn't get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And as an adult now, I don't even blame them. That's the crazy part. Because
I was just about to ask you that.
I don't blame them because now I know how it is. I can go have a bad day at work. And I shout out to moms because now I understand completely. And fathers. But you can go have a bad day at work. You wear so many different hats.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a bad day at work, or something can happen in your daily life. But you gotta go home when your kids see you. You gotta
get it together.
You know what I mean? So now I'm just like, being an adult now, seeing is like, when I was a kid, I'm like, dang, like my mom probably had a bad day at work. And when your home don't feel like no home, you're gonna have a worse night.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it wasn't even about who left who. It was the fact that, why can't y'all get it right? And
yeah,
I think that left me to be. And I think what it did was the fact that they couldn't get it right. I feel like they tried to give me and my brother love through certain material things.
Mm.
Because it's like, okay, oh, we love y'all. They showed us love for sure. Like, that's why I'm super confident, because my parents love me. But it's also, it's like, don't do this for me because you feel bad for what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you're going to enable us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be enabled. I don't want that. That don't feel genuine.
Yeah.
So now as an adult, when people try to do things with material things or win me over, a lot of things don't feel genuine because my parents done did it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, it's just like, you kind of be, you, it's like a insensitive state. Because it's just like, I want to be vulnerable. I want to be sensitive to everybody. But it's just like, my guard is up.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how does that affect your relationships, especially when it comes to your romantic relationships?
Hold on. Before we go there, hold on. What's your love language?
Mm.
Acts of service. Quality time. That's awesome. Yeah. That's
probably. And I asked that because a lot of the times, what you wanted as a child,
mm-hmm,
what you craved, what you needed to feel loved as a child is most often what you'll, yeah, want in relationships in adulthood, and how you feel loved.
That's so good.
Yeah, it is.
And I think that, for an example, in relationships you may feel like, dang, I wish I could just go give. I just had a hard day. I just want to go home and have a nice meal on the table for me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have, you know, my girl to sit and talk to about what's going on,
mm-hmm,
right? That's adult you talking, but that's little you inside of you needs that hug, needs that meal, needs that service to feel loved. And it's less about, and this is why service is so important,
mm-hmm,
because it's less about just doing it. It's about,
mm-hmm,
what your intentions are when you do it.
Yeah.
And I've learned, and I'm still learning, that as a girl, as a woman, as a wife, or, you know, a future wife, service to my husband has to be in the right posture.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's so good.
And the same thing should be on his end.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the Bible, it talks a lot of times, modern men just talk about how the woman should serve. The woman is meek. The woman is to stand next to or behind a man. The woman should do this. But what should a man do? The Bible says to treat the woman, mm-hmm, the same way that you want to be treated. Treat her fair, treat her kind.
Right.
Don't raise your voice at her.
Right.
Because those are things that help women feel loved, yeah, soft, and cared for.
I'm glad you just said that, because, like, I wish I could go back and apologize to a lot of people just off the fact that I wasn't hurting you intentionally.
Yeah.
It was more so, I didn't know how to stop being who I was,
mm-hmm,
and better myself. Because I don't think, like, we don't hurt people just off, like, off some malicious things.
But you don't want to hurt people.
You don't want to hurt people, but you are who you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you only know one way, you're only going to do one way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, I had to find that time where I had to be alone. Because I just knew, like, my choices wouldn't be, I kept hurting people unintentionally. Like, I was just doing things that I thought.
This is who I am.
This is who I am. This is me. And I want you to accept me for me because I accept you, but you're not hurting me, but I'm hurting you. You know what I mean? So it was just like, that's crazy. You know what I mean?
Do you remember your exact, you want to get to your question?
No, go ahead.
Do you remember the exact moment where you was like, yeah, I got to change. This has to be different.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because from my understanding, change happens when you're conscious. Yeah. All the things that you were experiencing, all the things that, you know, kept you in that numb, anxious state was from it being an unconscious feeling.
And I'll be real with you. The moment I made a decision to change, when I seen somebody that I hurt start hurting people. When I seen her become me, that's when I knew. You know what I mean? That's when I knew right there, because that's when I seen how my impact, my behavior was impacting people, because some people don't know how to get out of hurt. They become it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So when you become hurt,
hurt people.
You're going to hurt everybody. And then it's like, I'm the source of that hurt. So I done made a bunch of millions out here hurting people. And it's like, oh, nah, it won't be me. So now it's like, I want to empower women. Like, you know, I want to empower everybody, like, move the right way, because I don't want you to become me, because a man can't take the same hurt a woman could to a certain, you know what I mean? We handle it differently. Mm-hmm. So if she out here hurting multiple dudes doing what she learned from me, and they get cold, then it's a whole bunch of people just getting cold. Somebody got to stop.
And that's why it's important to break generational curses, because the same way there are people's blessings attached to your obedience and what you're doing and what you're supposed to be doing, the devil worked the same way.
Exactly. There's
people's demises are attached to you staying in who the devil said that you were going
to
be.
And I can so relate to that. Yeah. I genuinely hated hurting people. But I would hurt people. And it would hurt me to know that I would hurt people, and I didn't know how to stop hurting people. But also, I would expect them to hurt me. And so I also had a higher level of pain tolerance. Like, I can take more.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing. It's like, I don't know how to explain that fully, but I feel that.
I get it. Because the pain tolerance is a real thing, because you'll get mad at your partner because, like, I can take more than you. And you, and it's like, when I do something to you, you can't take
it. Yeah, and it's like, I'm expecting you to hurt me.
Yeah.
But when I mess up, the world stops. Right. It's like, I'm the worst person ever, but I didn't been able to hold so much.
And it's like, you owe it to me.
Yeah, and it's like,
you owe it.
That's not fair on both sides.
But people only do what you allow it.
Right.
So if they want to pick up and be like, I'm not accepting that, they the bigger person in that situation.
And I love people like that.
Yeah, I'm the fool for being like, I can take all this pain. Yeah.
Exactly.
But I've been taking it since a kid. Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
So this is what I know. You know what I mean?
And you know what's crazy? I find it so incredibly insane how the brain works in that matter. Like, the fact that we know it's not comfortable, we know it don't feel good, we know it's wrong, but we're addicted to it.
You become addicted to your own pain.
You have to have it. Like, what fool, what fool do you know would really sit and keep getting cheated on after you know you're being cheated on?
Yeah. And then, but then people make excuses for the person hurting them.
Yeah.
It get crazy. It get deep. You know what I mean? And it get hurtful. And then you
And then it becomes a contest. Who can bear the most pain?
Right.
But then you don't know what you're doing to your confidence.
Yeah.
So because I'm doing me, because I'm being who I am, I always tell women, like, if somebody cheat, has nothing to do with you. It's because the person wanted to do that.
Yep.
So your confidence shouldn't be shocked at all.
But it's hard not to have it shattered, because especially when you have a background of, like, for me, I come from a background of heavy rejection, of heavy abandonment. It's hard for me to not look at your betrayal and not look at that as a defect or a deficit of something that I'm lacking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to not see it in that lens.
But is that ego?
It is. 100%, because the ego has to confirm the story that it's been feeding for so long. And so if I have a story that, I'm abandoned and I'm rejected, then I need that narrative to be proved in order to continue down that lane. Yeah. And so what we don't realize is that we invite more of the trauma that we expect just off of our thought process, just off of the energy that we put out and the situations we put ourselves in. We attract familiar things because the story that we tell ourselves in our head has to be confirmed.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And it's like you wouldn't even know what was good if it smacked you in the face and said, I'm good.
I'm good.
But it's crazy. Have you been in a good situation and feel uncomfortable?
It's like too peaceful.
Yeah. It's like, hold on, hold on.
It's like, wait peaceful. A minute. Something we talked about that.
Yeah, like when something too
what
peaceful,
you mean
why
you
does
want
it feel
peace?
So uncomfortable? Like
you don't want to argue with me?
Like, come on, you're not going to go
and,
back
and
forth?
And guess what? Now you're self-sabotaging. Now you like, oh, no, you did something.
Yeah. You did I'm something.
Like, you know what I mean?
You're
like
sabotaging because that's what you've expected. That's what you're looking for.
And that man looking at you like,
bro, yeah. You okay?
Is something wrong?
I'm just trying to love you.
Cause it's crazy because that's like when you come from pain, childhood traumas, and you don't like I can tell myself I don't care, I'm healed, but I won't know that until I'm in a situation where it's triggering.
Right. Exactly.
So now being in certain situations where it's triggering certain people, I'm just like, whoa, I got things to work on from a child.
So what was a relationship in your life where you really came to that point? I know you said like the whole conscious where she became me, but like what was a relationship that really opened your eyes to a deeper level of, oh, I have a different level of self-awareness about myself and I need to change?
My last one. I was with my four-year relationship, like my longest relationship. I never been in no serious relationship. It was always just in and out. You know what I mean? Like, just cool. It's for the time being. Like, but this time it was actually like, okay, this might go somewhere. And it was ruined because I was just overthinking. And that's what kind of showed me right there, like, oh, you still dealing with, like, childhood trauma. I can't be with you because I'm in my head so much. And that makes you feel like I'm being distant to you. I'm not being distant to you. I love you. I want to give you all of me, but I'm scared as hell because I didn't see where my parents got. You don't think they started all butterflies in the stomach? Exactly. I didn't see where it got. And I'm not trying to manifest that, but that's a possibility.
Were you able to communicate that or did it manifest in other ways?
I think I let judgment stop me from being my true self and trying to like hold my tongue because I don't want to seem like sometimes when you're too vulnerable, our words get used against us as men. They get weaponized against us. You know what I mean? So when you being so vulnerable sometimes, it's like, I don't want to be too vulnerable because in an argument 10 days from now, you might bring this up. Oh, you don't love me because of this. Yo, that's hurtful.
When somebody
tell you they don't love you and you love them, you don't love me because of this.
And they try to use
I'm fighting my past. Yeah. I'm trying to get this together for you, but you say I don't love you.
But was that...
Wait. Let's put a pin in it.
All right, wait. Hold on. So we're actually about to go on. Yep, we're going to go on a break. And then we're going to come back and we're going to finish this conversation up.
Right back.
Yeah. All right, we are back. We took a quick little break. Mm-hmm. All right, so going back into the conversation where we were just having. So... I didn't feel like you really answered my question fully. Did you tell her, did you have the capacity and the words to express your childhood traumas and fears, or did you manifest it in other ways that could have been hurtful and detrimental to the relationship?
I did it in other ways because I'm probably now getting better at articulating my childhood feelings because I can be more clear about it. Like, I'm having real conversations with my parents, so it's kind of being more open and... It's clear.
Yeah.
Because I accepted it. A lot of times it's not clear because we don't accept it.
Yeah.
That's who I am.
Yeah.
I went through that.
Wait. Let's reframe that.
Okay.
That's not who you are.
It was.
That's a part of your story.
It's a part of my story.
Because when you say that's who I am, you give it room to be who you are.
Yeah,
it has to
I
keep,
like that.
You know, whatever like you that. Say is going to manifest for
yeah,
real.
You're right.
So that's a part of your story. That's
it's a
not
part
who
of
you
my
are.
Story. That. Yeah, it's a part of my story. But that was more so, it showed in other actions.
Yeah.
It showed in other actions. Like, when you don't know how to articulate something, it's like you a kid still. You're going to act out with your actions. You know what I mean? Like, and it's you're going to hurt people. Like, hurt people. I'm so hurt from things that happened in my childhood, from not seeing my parents be together. Like, I didn't see my parents in a good relationship until they got remarried when I was 23. Like, I'm 29 now. Like, you know what I mean?
Remarried to other people?
Other people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, I'm in a relationship, don't know what I'm doing for them.
But so, I wonder what that does for you. Like, I understand why it bothered you.
Mm-hmm.
The train is crazy.
I understand why, you know, that bothers you, and I understand why it would bother anyone. But why do you think that it mattered so much that your parents showed each other love?
I just feel as though it would have been a good example. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, because we kids, you know, you're a sponge. You go off mm-hmm. of what you see. Mm-hmm. So me seeing that is just like, I feel as though I would be more open in love. Like, I would know how to navigate through it more. I would know how to sit down and have a healthy conversation. I would know how to be more vulnerable. I know how to give myself to somebody, because when you give your all to somebody, you're going to get the best out of them. You know what I mean? But I never seen that. So it's hard for me to just, like, I'm getting more, that's why I like being vulnerable now, because I feel the connection grow with people when you mm-hmm. be vulnerable with them, when you mm-hmm. when you share stories, because we're more alike than we are different.
But exactly.
We just let social media and everything else distract us from, we don't want to be bond with each other. We want to just exactly. tell each other our highlights.
Mm-hmm. I got to do this and I'm this.
Right. I didn't, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't been through some things. Everybody has a story to tell. And I ain't gonna lie, like, that seeing that, because it turned me to, I'm going to be honest, it turned me, like, to a womanizer in my younger days, because that's how I used to cope with my pain.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's what made sense.
Yeah, it made sense. Like, I'm so geek for love that I'm going to just make you fall in love with me.
But you don't love them.
I can't love you. Yeah. I can't, it's hard for me to accept love.
But you like the attachment that they had to you.
I love the attachment you have. Yeah. I love it. It feed my ego.
You
know what I mean? If fed the ego at the time. That's business honest. You know what I'm saying? That's me being honest.
Let's keep it honest.
Yeah, like that. it feeds your ego. You love it. Like, that's why a lot of times now dudes don't even got it how they think they got it. The girl's just, she just blinded at the moment. You know what I mean? But it do something for you when you think somebody just, they put you before they put they self.
Two things.
It struck a nerve, it looked like.
No, seriously. I was on the phone with this person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And thank God that now I'm able to recognize the signs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the phone with this person. And he is like, really, yeah, you've been wanting me for a long time. Da, 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 da. You finally got me, so now what's up? You know who I am. And you worry about you, and I get it. And so, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm a see what the striking his ego gonna do for a little bit. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I thought you was cool, da, da, da. He keep going. I mean, the whole time he was on the phone for probably like an hour.
And he's just hyping himself up.
He's like, yeah, so maybe I'll call you tomorrow.
Right. Not the maybe.
And I'm like, yeah, you cute.
I'm the wrong chick to do that with.
You are.
Right.
I promise you, my days of chasing men, been over.
Yeah.
Been over.
But you know what keep men from, like, doing that, though? Because a lot of times women don't practice what they preach.
Yeah.
So a woman might tell you, I'm done with you. But when I text you and you come outside, you ain't done with me. So it's just like, what you really, you confused? I'm not confused. I know what you want. Men go off of actions. We don't go off of words.
We go off of words.
We go off of words. You know what I'm saying?
So he love me, so that's what I'm going to believe.
You know what I mean? Like,
he's like, that man ain't show you one action of love.
Not one action. And he getting the whole castle. Like, it's crazy. Yeah, crazy.
Anyone know my sick attachment is? My sick attachment has always been, okay, I didn't been left, like, friendships. When I think about my father, when I think about so many different arenas where I felt like I've been abandoned. I felt like I've been counted out, not listened to. I almost, like, when I said, like, this validation, the need to prove myself, I get into a relationship and immediately I feel like I attract men who I feel like, okay, now I got to prove my worth. I got to make you fall in love with me. I got to make you see my worth. And then maybe you will give me the validation and respect that I feel like I deserve. But first, I feel like I have to prove myself.
Yeah,
I feel like I got to show all of these things about me that make you say, okay, you know what? She's the one.
But you know why? You know what's so crazy? That's how the world is supposed to be. The world is so corrupted that you can't be that. You can't give everybody. You can't just give it all. Because you feel as if you got to have your guard up. Think about it. When our parents was coming up, it wasn't no boyfriend, girlfriends. I'm about to marry you.
Yeah.
Straight like that.
It was no
in-betweens then. About it. I'm about to marry you. I'm going to go talk to your pops now. And that's about, to be what it is. You know what I mean? But now it's like, everybody, I like you, but I don't
think it's healthy, though, to sit there and have to prove yourself, though.
Yeah.
I feel like you see it or you don't.
Yeah.
Does that make a little sense?
But you show yourself differently to everybody, though.
That's true.
Like, your last boyfriend won't, the next dude you be with won't get the same C
the
last
one
got because you didn't experience, you've grown from that situation and now you're here. So it's just everybody see you differently, you know what I mean? Like,
but when somebody genuinely loves you, you don't have to work for it.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Because love is patient.
Yeah.
Love is kind.
It's hard, though.
It's hard.
It's a fight.
But you don't got to work for it.
Mm-mm.
You ever had somebody you really loved?
Oh, for sure.
Was it hard? I get it was hard, but did you instantly just want to start doing things?
I wanted to be a better person. That's when I knew I loved her.
I wanted to be a better person.
I wanted to be a better person. Huh?
But she didn't want to get away?
She didn't really get away. She tatted on me, but... Let me stop. But I don't really look at life like that. People that got away. You experience people, and that's just what it is.
This is one of the most confident. He truly believes. He's like, baby, you love me.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just, you know, we experience each other. You know, it was some pros and cons, and that's just...
And if you want to walk away, I give you the opportunity to do so.
You know what I mean? It's just... But that's attachment. I had to learn about detachment. Like, you know what I mean? That attachment. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, I love you, but if I have to let you go for you to grow and for me to grow, it got to be done. Mm-hmm. One thing I tell about love, one thing, my number one rule about love is don't love me more than you love yourself, because then I won't be inspired by you. Mm-hmm. Men need inspiration. That's what wake us up every day. Like, you know
what
I mean?
Say that again.
I said, what, which part?
That miss. You said,
don't love me more than you love. Like, don't love me more than you love yourself.
Right.
Because I'm a big self-love person. How can you love me if you don't love yourself? How can you love me more than you love yourself? You know what I mean? To me, that's just like you trying to prove yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you try to prove yourself, it's going to run out of gas soon. Don't prove yourself. Chase your goals. I'll meet you at the top. Because you chasing your goals is going to inspire me to go get mine. I'm inspired. I'm going to sit back and watch you. You know what I mean? Like,
And I was like, okay.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Last question that I want to ask you. So we talked about the shaping of the foundation for your relationships and how that started with viewing your parents' relationship that they had together. Mm. What is another significant moment that you can remember happened in your life that shaped the way that you think and even like your dreams and aspirations? What's a big moment that really defined?
So I got into a bad car accident. I fell asleep behind a wheel and crashed into a guardrail 40 miles per hour. Car flipped and everything. I got out of it with no scratches. And it was a lady at the scene. A lot of you not, because I used to take life for a joke. Like, you know what I mean? I always studied religion. You know that. Like, I believe in God for sure, but I was just taking life for granted. I was out here playing. I was doing whatever I wanted to do. I was going by my plan. I say that. I was following Brandon's plan and not God's plan. Like, you know what I mean? So I got to the accident, and it was a lady at the scene. She texted my dad, like, the next day. She was like, I don't know what your son's purpose is in this world, but he has one. People don't make it out of those type of accidents with no scratches. And right there, I mean, those words, that was 7 years ago. Them words still stick with me every day, because I'm like, okay. I think that's when life slowed down. Mm. That's when I think that's when I start hearing, like, the voices. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all right, like, you do got a purpose in here. Because, like, for so long, you feel as though if you don't bring no, if I don't bring no purpose, like, I'm not going to be loved as a man. Mm. Like, if I don't, can't do anything, if I can't provide and protect you, it's not going to be no love for me in this world. You know what I mean? But when you chasing purpose, that's love. That's when everything comes, that's just everything start gravitating towards you. Mm. And I think before that moment, I was chasing everything.
Yeah.
That's when I stopped and everything started attracting me. Because I had to have a paradigm shift too. I had to change my mindset. Like, I had to really just isolate myself from a lot of different things and detox from a lot of bad habits. Mm. Got a question?
Oh, yeah. Do you feel like, so at this point, I heard what happened. Mm-hmm. I heard how you're getting through, how you got through, how you're getting through it. Mm-hmm. And what's next? But do you feel like you deserve true love, real love? Do you deserve to be protected the same way you want to protect? Do you deserve, you know, the things that you want to give? Do you think that you deserve that?
That's a good question. It's great. I say that's a good question because I always tell people, I don't want it if I don't deserve it. You know what I mean? But I ask myself that a lot of times. Do I really deserve what I want in life? Because I done did some messed up things. You know what I mean? Like, I done been on that side of the, on the side of the street where I'm like, I'm the hurtful person. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, I'm not a hypocrite. Me and God talk. Like, why do I expect things from people that I can't give them? You know what I mean? Like, why do I want love, but people want it from me, and I was giving them the total opposite. I still ask myself. That's the answer. Like, I still ask myself to this day. I don't know. I really don't know. Like, I know I'm a good person, but somebody told me, I think you tell yourself you're a good person
to make you
feel. Mm-hmm. You do things for people to make yourself feel good.
Do you feel like you're overcompensating?
I do overcompensate people, but then I resent you when you don't do it back. But instead of opening my mouth and just communicating, I can't expect me from people. I had to learn that. But that's an honesty thing though. Like, I will overcompensate and resent you for not reciprocating it. But people don't reciprocate a lot of things. You gotta be okay with it though.
Remember, we talked about in the car on the way here, we talked about the power of choices.
Yeah.
And I believe that there is a point that we have to come to in life where we make a decision. And I think your decision that you're gonna have to make is the decision that I am worthy of what I desire. I am worthy of my dreams and aspirations. I am worthy of a healthy love. And when you make that decision, and I really mean make a decision, it can't be off of feeling. Mm-hmm. You have to make a decision in your heart.
Yeah.
Yep.
And when you make that decision, just watch everything shift.
Yeah. And it's like, it's like that for my dreams and my goals. It's only like that when it comes to love. Mm. And relationships and marriage and stuff like that. That's the only time.
You got to make a decision and to let go of the past. As we talk about letting go so often. But I think the reason why we talk about it so much is because I can be honest. I don't think we both made a decision that it's time to sever.
Throw the rearview mirror out.
Throw it out.
Yeah, you got to. There's no detours. You got to keep going forward.
And that's why Paul said, this one thing I do. Forgetting all that lies behind and reaching for what's ahead. Mm-hmm. We become attached in bondage to our past because we don't want to let it go. Yeah. We got to make a decision
But you know, the biggest war inside is like the brain versus the heart. That war be killing me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not to say it like that, but you know what I mean? Like, it be hurting because you know what to do, but it's just like a back and forth constant. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to let go. I do want to let go. And it's like certain parts of me have let go, but have you really, if it's still triggered? Like, you know, if I can't move forward in relationships, I'm trying to be as open as I can with people. Like, I want to give somebody my all. Like, I know I could be a great husband. I know I could be a great boyfriend. I know it, like, for a fact. But it's something in me that just, like, either I feel as though you don't deserve it or I feel as though I don't deserve it.
You know, I'm trying to figure out how I'm about to, Because, I mean, I'm dressed like a deacon. I don't want to be the deacon, but, you know, when I graduated, right? Mm-hmm. There was a time in my life where I was a straight-A student for years, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a time where I started failing tremendously, like, not just C's, but, like, F's, like, academic probation. And for somebody like me, that was a never.
It's a whole 360, never happened. Right.
And there was a time where I'm like, Marie, you're not smart. Like, all that stuff that you thought you did in high school and middle school and all that, that was luck. Mm-hmm. You was never really doing it. And I psyched myself out like, yeah, this is not, you don't got it. And then I started thinking, you're not graduating because you don't deserve to graduate, right? You ain't doing the work. You going to the parties, you doing this, you doing that.
Right.
Yeah, you up studying, but you're not, you know? I started telling myself that. And then I took a semester off, and during that semester off, I went through a breakup. I went through academic probation, took a semester off, and I was just by myself, right?
Mm.
And then God came and said, I'm going to show you who you are.
Mm.
And when I walked across the stage, literally, it popped into my mind. I didn't discover all that I can be and all that I am until I truly gave my life to God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never knew that I could be where I am today. And this is why every time I talk about where I am and when people congratulate me of where I am right now, I get emotional because there was a time where I didn't think I deserved this. Yeah. I didn't deserve to be sitting in the seats that I'm sitting in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't deserve to be having on what I'm having on.
Yeah. But you work and for it.
What?
Oh, no, I was just saying that we were having to come to a close. Okay. But.
No, that's powerful, though.
Yeah, that is.
So my point was to decide, yes, that you deserve good things.
Mm.
Every morning, wake up and just say,
"You gotta fake it till you make it."
Yeah,
you gotta renew your. And Yanni said that today because Yanni had a major shift in her life, and she said the shift is every day. I would tell myself even what I thought was a lie, because your brain don't know the difference. You just keep going until that's the renewal of the mind. Yeah.
But you know, it's crazy because like you'll tell yourself things, but when you start doing things of action, you know what I mean? It's like you're confusing your words with your, that's the only thing.
Because this is what I did when I quit smoking. Every time I put that J to my mouth, God, thank you for taking the taste out of my mouth as I'm hitting the J. I said that every time. And one day the desire broke. You fake it till you make it. All right, I'm sorry. I love this episode. We do have to end here. But this was really good, and I want to say thank you to our viewers. I hope that this blessed you in some way. Thank you for joining our first guest here on this woman segment for the What Happened to You series, and we're going to see you guys on the next episode.
I appreciate y'all for having me.
Bye.